When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Jared Whateley. Here's a snapshot of Tuesday, April 23. Nathan Buckley offered his thoughts ahead of the Toby Green tribunal hearing.
That you're saying, is it Toby or is it Jordan, Boyd, yeah, who causes the contact?
Because it affects the duty of care.
You know what
care.
Causes the contact? There's a third party in all, or a third object in all this, which is the ball. The ball is the focus. And Jordan Boyd is going back to mark the ball. Toby Green is coming forward to contest the ball. That is the object that we need to consider. And yes, there are going to be collisions. And when you're actually coming, I don't know, it was pretty close to 180. Toby Green's probably coming on about 150, 160 degree angle to Boyd. So that contact is going to be more significant than if he was coming at 90 degrees. So you are going to have players that are coming in opposite directions, either at ground level or in an aerial contest to contest the ball that happens to be between both of them. So they're just doing what the game is about. Go and win the ball.
And you had your say.
Yeah, good morning, guys. A couple of points, Nick, if I can. If they're saying they want players to actually go for the ball, isn't that going to increase the risk of front-on collisions, which I think would be even worse? And secondly, for those of you that watch Formula One, every now and then there's a collision between two drivers where there's no malice between either one, there wasn't really any fault, and they call it a racing incident. Is that something that could be, malice? And look, I'm a Carlton supporter, I feel sorry for Boyd, but I just think, is it just a racing incident? Is it a marking incident that couldn't be avoided? There was no malice towards, by any party.
Good morning, boys. How are you going? Look, as far as I'm concerned, there's going to be so many things that are going to be dissected tonight in relation to Toby, and it's going to be about intent and culpability. But for me, the burning question above all is, what was his option?
Should we be looking back? So I put this to you. Should we be putting, which would be very disappointing, a stop to the players running with the ball to take a mark, which is something that has been inherent in our game and makes it so great?
Carlton vice-captain Jacob Wittering shared the current player attitude to going back with the flight of the ball.
I think you still have to go. We play a game that has an element of risk, and I've heard a few past players talk about it. And obviously, 10, 15, 20 years ago, go back as fast as you can and, with sort of no concern for your own body. And I think we've still got to encourage, the courage of the game, and there is certainly a risk element of it and a hardness, but there's definitely, as I said, sort of a coaching element to the player that supposedly has that duty of care coming at someone that can't see them coming. So for me personally, as a defender, I'm always probably coming forward to that and maybe spoiling it, and you're gonna take body as long as you're making a play on the ball, and I think that's the most important part of this. You have to make a play on the ball and not the body, especially when you leave the ground.
Long jumper Brooke Bushkull came into the studio and shared the financial realities of being an Olympic athlete.
It's been difficult at times. I think in track and field, if you're spending a lot of time overseas competing, that's where you can sort of win prize money. And I think personally, it's been hard with sponsorships as well in athletics, particularly being a field event athlete. But in terms of sort of the comparison of pay between myself and then my sister who plays AFLW, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, I guess in terms of the commitment as well, it's probably more of a commitment being, you know, a professional long jumper. But, you know, my sister works really hard as well. And yeah, she sort of deserves any support she can get.
LIV golf commentator Sue Ann Heng on Australia's prospects in Adelaide.
Yeah, the Ripper boys. I'm sure the whole country is rooting for them. You know, last year I got the privilege to follow Cam for a couple of days on the golf course. And I said this to one of our volunteer drivers who drove me from the airport to the hotel. And I said, look, there are plenty of sporting events that are so much fun, right? You go to a Waste Management that's on the PGA Tour, you go to any other sporting event. But when you come to Australia and you have an Australian who is so loved, our Australian team that's so loved by Australians, the energy is just so different when you're on site. It's not just like a party vibe. You can certainly feel the atmosphere and the vibe with the Australians supporting the Australians. It's really quite special. It's something I can't describe. I do hope they play well this week. I know a lot of people are rooting for them. Last year, their merchandise sold out within a day or 2 days. I can't imagine it's going to be any different this year, considering the fact that we have so many more tickets sold. But yeah, I think the Ripper boys are certainly one of the favorites coming into this week.
And Bharat Sundaresan thinks Travis Head and Jake Fraser-McGurk should open for Australia at the T20 World Cup.
They just have to. Look, David Warner's form, well, it's a long tournament. You could say it's tapered off a little bit, but it's just what we're seeing in this IPL and the way batters are approaching the power play. And what Travis Head has done and what Jake Fraser-McGurk has done already in just three innings tells you where T20 cricket is going, and you need those two. You can always have Warner at one down, you know, even finishing games from one down, but I think Australia will be missing a trick if they don't go that way.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.